International Women's Day on Radio Verulam on 92.6 FM and online on radioverulam.com.
Good morning, I'm Kerry Cobb and it is International Women's Day here on 92.6 FM Radio Verulam.
So that was 7 o'clock on Tuesday morning, International Women's Day, a live breakfast show which featured appearances from all those who took so much time and trouble to make the programmes for this wonderful day for our station. How much praise can I heap on those who took part in this? Well, we could be here for hours. I thought it was just terrific and actually brought something into quite sharp relief for me. Without disrespecting the contributions that the gentlemen make, we have very few female voices in daily service on our station. Well, I say that obviously we have Lucy, who does the voiceovers, and a lot of community partners' announcements are also voiced by our women volunteers. And there's Diana Garrett, of course, doing a brilliant job on a Friday afternoon, and Tatiana on a Sunday. But what I'm trying to say, I think, is that I found it so great to hear the voices of people who haven't done much on air or have never been on air before, or who are usually on air in different places in daytime, all wrapped up in such great spirit, cooperation and respect. Thank you so much for putting in the time to this. I am so grateful, and we are so grateful as a station to you as well. So here's a full herogram for you. Firstly, we have to acknowledge the contribution of Clive Glover and Dave Ellis for the ideas and making the initial arrangements that the day benefited from so hugely all those months ago when this was in the initial planning stage. Thank you so much to you guys. Pat Newland took charge of organising a schedule and marshalling her contributors. We had Kerry Cobb on air, we had Diana Garrett, Amanda Yorworth, Claudia S, I'm not even going to attempt to pronounce your surname, Rosie McLeod, Ruth Ferenga, Sylvia Fountain, Emma Lovell, Geraldine Selinsky, Elise Lyons, Aline Bavister, Victoria Scott. You're all amazing, and it is absolutely my mission to get your voices heard more. I'm really sorry if I left anyone out there. Also, a special mention due to Matthew Layton. He produced the awesome trails you just heard a bit of and the special live breakfast show. And also thanks to Nick Hazel for being the token boy on breakfast as well. Wonderful, wonderful work, everyone. Let this be the first of many times that we come together and we serve the community in this way. Two other things I've been very happy with this week. We had a social get-together in the Peacock, which is the pub next door, which has received a very welcome lick of paint. Now I know where to get a decent pint of Sam Adams in St Albans. Thank you very much to everyone who came along. I was just delighted to see you, and I really hope you had a good time. Expect more of those in the weeks and months to come. It really helps bridge the gaps that exist between us. Sometimes I think we are a bit like ships that pass in the night. If anyone has any ideas for venues, or maybe we could do something like bowling or go-karting, don't leave it up to me. Let me know what you want to do. Also, yesterday afternoon, that's Saturday because this is Sunday night, I went along to the studio in the afternoon to watch Verulam Sport be broadcast. This is our flagship Saturday afternoon sports show, which follows the fortunes of all our local teams and keeps an eye on the big national games and scorelines as well. Cliff was in the presenter's chair, extremely ably assisted by Tony Rice and Eric Carolyn, doing his wonderful James Alexander Gordon bit this week with the football scores. Sarah Hawkins is usually a regular member of the team as well, but she wasn't there this week. Thanks also to Ian for phoning in with your report on the Saints from Maidenhead. I can't tell you how delighted I was at the way these guys worked together. The show they put out, the openness with which they took feedback and gave feedback when we had a post-game meeting. This is one of the programmes to catch. There's nothing but good things in its future. And thank you so much, guys, for putting up with me yesterday afternoon. Some quick notices. Serious voice on for this. The local elections and the EU referendum are coming up in May and June, respectively, which means that from the end of the month, we will be in what is known as election and referendum period. Now, this is a special period of time in the life of a radio station because it means we have to be scrupulously fair and balanced in the coverage we give to candidates, political parties, and the issue at hand in the referendum. Now, there will be an email with you this week which gives you all the details, but because this is such an important thing, I need you to confirm that you've read and acknowledged the email I send before the 30th of March, which is then when the referendum period starts, and the election period, I should say, so that I know everyone understands their responsibilities before they go back on the air. Now, this isn't me being awkward or bureaucratic. This is important, and it could lead to significant penalties and even the removal of our licence if we do something wrong. So please look out for the email. Action is required if you want to stay on air. Now, next week is the Mayor's Pride OB. Not going to lie to you, this has not been the most promising start to an OB we've ever done. We had planned to put in a new BT line, which hasn't been delivered yet. There's all kinds of logistical and techie nightmares to work out, but I'm sure it'll be all right on the night. Where have I heard that before? It'll be 7 o'clock Tuesday night from the Ardmore House Hotel, which is just around the back of the studios. Then the week after, it's the Dragon's Apprentice OB in Hatfield, which will be on Monday evening after 7 o'clock as well. As ever, we're always delighted to see people from the station helping out with these OBs, so please let Clive know if you can help out. And, of course, we have to thank so many people who get involved in OBs. Paul Anderson, Dave Neal, Clive, so many people who come along and help with putting out the OBs. It really is the jewel in our crown. Right, I think that's about it from me. There is so much happening at the station at the moment. The rock that I'm pushing against is just starting to move and gain momentum, so there's plenty of changes and exciting times lying ahead of us. Thanks for listening, and I hope you have a brilliant week.